पुनश्च विप्रसापेन राक्षसरुद्धौ बभूवतु कुंभकर्ण दशग्रीव हतौतु राम विक्रमी. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. Being cast by the Brahmanas, the same two associates took birth again as Kumbhakarna and ten-headed Ravana. These two Rakshasas were killed by Lord Ramchandra's extraordinary power. Nirbhinna udgayo Ramakayuki satchitau jatur deham datha praktana dhanmani. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Pierced by the arrows of Lord Ramchandra, both Kumbhakarna and Ravana lay on the ground and left their bodies. Fully absorbed in thought of the Ram, thought of the Lord, just as they had in their previous births as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. They both took birth again in human society as Shishupala and Dantavakra and continued in the same enmity towards the Lord. It is they who merged into the body of the Lord in your presence. Shloka Vairanu Bandhena. Acting like the Lord's enemy is also beneficial for the living entity. Kamat dvesat bhayat sneha. Whether in lusty desire, anger, fear, or envy of the Lord, somehow or other, as recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami, tasmat kenapi upayena, one should become tasked to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and ultimately achieve the goal of returning home back to Godhead. What then is to be said of one who is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal love? Relates the story of this two associates, Joy and Bijoy. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj on his inquiry. He said, for three births being cursed by Brahmanas, they took birth here in this material world, in this human society, as two demons, Rakshasas. Their first birth was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The second birth was Kumbhakarna and ten-headed Ravana. And third one was Shishupala and Dantavakra. And in all these three births, they continued enmity towards the Lord. But in the last birth, they merged into the body of the Lord. Narada Muni said, in your presence, that means in presence of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Did Yudhishthira Maharaj see this? How could he see?
There's a picture in the Bible.
Oh, he saw the picture only. Yudhishthira Maharaj was performing Rajasuya Yajna. Do you understand? The story in Mahabharata. He was performing Rajasuya Yajna. In that Yajna, in the arena of that sacrifice, do you understand? In that arena, this took place as Shishupala merged into the body of Krishna. Therefore he says, in your presence. You understand? In that place, Shishupala chastised Lord Krishna vehemently. You understand? Very unbearable words. And you see, Lord Krishna was in their family relationship was cousin brother of Shishupal. You understand? Cousin brother of Shishupal. It is mentioned in Sri Mahabharata when Shishupal was born, took his birth, he had three eyes. Three eyes and four arms. You see. Four arms and three eyes. Yeah. A very strange child. You understand? A very strange child. So their parents thought of this strange child. Three eyes, four arms. What is this? Oddly looking. Let us throw it away. But some aerial voice came, no, don't do it. Don't do it. You just go on touching everybody, this gift, everybody, this child. And if you find by the touch of someone, its third eye will disappear and two hands will disappear, you should know that he will be killed by his hands. You understand? So when the child was born, it's general custom, etiquette, a general principle, that people perform some ceremony, new birth, yes, birth ceremony. So ceremony was being performed as Krishna was there. Family relationship. So Krishna was invited there. So he had gone there. So Shishupal's mother just handing over, was handing over the child to each one present there in that ceremony. So when he handed over the child, Lord Krishna, so his third eye disappeared and two hands disappeared. Then they could understand that this child will be killed by Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna. You understand? That's in Mahabharata. Then her mother requested Krishna, please don't kill my child. Krishna said, what shall I do? If it is destined, it must take place. What shall I do? I am under. I cannot do anything. Like that. The mention is there. Anyhow, that Shishupal, why? He acted like enemy. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality, got it. You know it. Isn't it? Yesterday I was describing. Why? Those two associates, Joy and Bijoy, took birth here in this material world as Rakshasas, and how every birth they acted like enemy towards the Supreme Personality Godhead. And each birth, how they were killed by the Supreme Personality Godhead. And how and why this last bath, the not in the body of Krishna, why not in previous baths? That's what they are described, quoting the episode from Padma Purana, the discourses between Parasara Muni and Maitreya Muni, isn't it? So you understood it. Here, one significant point is here, there. Vairanu bandhena, he said, acting like the Lord's enemy is also beneficial for the living entity. Kama dvesat bhayat snehat. Whether in lusty desire, anger, fear, envy, abhirag, somehow or other, as recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami, tasmat kenapi rupena, one should become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimately achieve the goal of returning home back to Godhead. What then is to be said of one who is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover? You understand? Srila Rupa Goswami says, tasmat kenapi upayama. One should become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anyway, kasma, kama, vesat, bhaya, snehat. Whether in lusty desire, anger, fear, or envy, somehow or other. You understand? It is beneficial. Because a living entity, constitutionally, is Krishna's eternal servant. Jiva Swarupa Hoy. He has eternal relationship with Krishna. Every living entity is eternally related to Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that, Navyamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva is eternally my fragmental part. So, there is eternal relationship. There are five principal relationships. You understand? You know that? What is that?
Santa,
Vasya, Sakya, Vasalya, and Madhurya. You understand? These five principal relationships, or five principal mellow, we say, Rasugamanda. Five principal mellows. And there are seven secondary things. The sum total 12. You understand? But these are the five principal relationships. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. You understand? So anyhow, every living entity has this relationship with the Supreme Lord. Either Santa Bhav, in Santa Bhav, Dasya Bhav, Dasya Bhav means a servant. Santa, Dasya, Sakya as a friend, Vatsalya as child, parental, or Madhurya as wife, lover, beloved, relations. You understand? And it is said, Krishna Moksha Samandha. Same relationship, principal relationship, Krishna. Ekamatra samandha. Only relationship. You understand? But conditioned soul has forgotten this thing, been captured by Maya. Because Maya's business is to take living entity away from Krishna. She'll create obstruction, hindrances in the path of devotional service, a path leading to Krishna. You understand? She'll never allow a living entity to approach Krishna. You understand? But the living entity one is very intelligent. One who knows this thing,
that my eternal relationship with this Krishna. I am only related to Krishna, not with any other body. Isn't it? So he must kick Maya. Get out here. Mama Vijaya Prabhadanti Maya Mitam Taranti. Krishna says this thing in Srimad Bhagavata. Dai Hesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. You see? This Maya is illusory energy. Unsurmounted, very difficult to overcome her. It's not so easy thing. Though this illusory energy is Lord's external or inferior energy, still very powerful energy. You cannot do this thing. You cannot overcome this energy, but in your own strength. You understand? Maya is so powerful. She has defeated even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, great sages, Vishwamitra Muni, you see. The TV show. Vishwamitra Muni has defeated, you see. So much, such a powerful energy, though inferior. Abhakalu sagadana patiyasi shakti, it has been said. Abhakalu sagadana patiyasi shakti. That energy is very expert, patiyasi. Patiyasi means expert. By creating, in creating a ghatana sagatana. You understand? That means, she makes something impossible, possible, and possible, impossible. That's one sense, not correct one. No, cannot appreciate it. She can make self appear as a self, and a self appear as self. This is correct. Abhodana sagatana patiyasi. You understand? So, a conditioned soul accepts here, being conditioned by Maya, accepts here every a self as self, and every self as a self. You understand? This is the result of Maya's action. Therefore, conditioned soul thinks of this body to be self. It's not real. We are not born. We are spirit souls. Isn't it? But he thinks, man, this body. Body is the self. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, यशात्मबुद्धि कुणपेति धातु की सुधी कर सुभमुज्यति यतीर्थ बुद्धि शरीर न करी थी जने स्विज्ञान सुसाहेब गो करा श्रीमद भागवत एन इम्पार्शियल स्क्रिप्चर यू सी इम्पार्शियल ही नेवर लुक्स एट द फेस ऑफ कृष्ण श्रीला और जन्माष्टमी Kinchan or that or that or that. Oh, he is my friend, I won't speak like this. It will hurt him. No, no. Very impartial. You understand? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Nara say, if all the books will be destroyed from the library of the world, there will be no harm if only Bhagavata is there. You see? It's such a fact. In any language of the world, such a shastra, scripture, has not been written. Do you understand? Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. You understand? Krishna Tulya Bhagavato Vibhusarvasa. Huh? It's as good as Krishna. You understand? This is Krishna Bani Rupo, Bani incarnation. You understand? And it is like, it is Krishna is Vibho. And this Bani Rupo of Krishna, that is, the Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu, like Supreme Lord. And also takes shelter, lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, also takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's none different. Yeah? Shastras say, others also say, that the Srimad Bhagavatam is not compiled with anybody. You understand? It is soul, it is essence of all Vedic literatures. Here it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Bhagavato Shastre Sevo Hero Tattva Kahe Bhagavata Sama compared to Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in Bhagavad Shastra only Bhakti Tattva is stressed, spoken. Jana Rupa Masya Kurma Adi Avatar Abhirbhava Tirobhava Jenata Sovat Eimata Bhagavata Kar Kulta No Abhirbhava Tirobhava Apne Iva. You understand? Vrindavandas Thakur says this thing. Different incarnations. His incarnation, Tata's incarnation, the Lord, they come, they appear here, then disappear. Similarly, Bhagavata appears, then disappears. It is never written by anybody. Because it's Vibhu Vastu. You understand? It's as good as Krishna. None different from Krishna. It is said. The most impartial scripture. So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, I was quoting that verse. Jasyatman buddhi kuna peti dhatu ke swadhi kalpari shibhamidhi. Jatitha buddhi na kalile salile kari chijjane swabhi kesu shayiva gokhara. Do you know it?
thinks.
Yes.
Kind of practice, worshipable.
Yes.
It's no better than a cow.
One thing you said only. जैसे आत्मबुद्धि गुणों पे त्रिधातु के शोधी करो तो आदि सुबह में जन जब तक तब बुद्धि न सरल करी चीज जाने सुबह में जन सुसार में को करा वानु थिंग्स दिस गुणों पर आज सेल गुणों पर मींस ए बैग फिल्ड विद थ्री थिंग्स कफ हो बात हो पीतो यू अंडरस्टैंड कफ हो बात हो पीतो यू नो यस कफ बाइल यस This body is like a bag. It's filled with three elements, this kapha-vata-pita. One who thinks this bag as self, he is like an asarka. Again, jasya-atma-buddhi-kuna-peti-dhāta-sodhi-kuna-tradi-subha-mujyati. One who thinks the things of the persons who are related to this body or mind, and not related, oh, others. Para-upara. You understand? Para-upara. Mind and others. He does like cow and ass. You understand? Sodhi-kala-bradi-subhamidyati. Sodhi. Bodily relationships, friends, sons, daughters, wife, like that. Mind. Yeah? And it's not related to what? Oh, some other children. Oh, some other's wife. Oh, some other friend. That is a mind. Mind friend, mind wife, mind child, like that. It's also like that. Sodhikalakari is bhumijyati. Then again, bhumijyati. One of things that you say, the land in which this body is born is worshipable. Never said Krishna is worshipable, only worshipable of deity. He never said this. He is like that. A cow or a horse. Again, yatirtha buddhi sarire na kari chis. Yatirtha buddhi sarire na kari chis. Do you understand? Have you gone to any tirtha?
No.
Vrindavan. Yes. Why do you go there?
Krishna's land.
And this land is not Krishna's. Every land, everything lost to Krishna. Do you understand? This is general notion. Yatirtha buddhi sarire kari chis. People generally go to such tirtha sthana, places of pilgrimage. Why? To have a dip in that Jamuna river. In Vrindavan, Jamuna is there, have a dip. All right, now we'll purified of all sinful reaction. Let us leave our all sins here. Only this notion. You understand? If someone has something, such idea, such impression, such conception, that to leave sins in some tirtha, just go there and have a deep, they are like that. A cow on us. Do you understand? All right. If the sinful persons will go to some such Vrindavan or Mathura, like Kashi, like some tirtha sthanas, blessed pilgrimage, just live there. Sins there. So, the sins will be going on accumulating like Himalayan mountain, Baba. How will that place be a tirtha? Most sinful place now. So much sins have been accumulated. many sinful persons have come here and just left there, have left their sins here. So it becomes this. Do you know?
When the stages of saints become, you take the burden of purify the flesh.
Oh, that's important thing. Tirtha phala, sadhu sangha. Tirtha phala, sadhu sangha, you see. The place has become tirtha because of the presence of sadhus. Tirthai kurvanti tirthani. You see, this has been said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Only sadhus go there, how the place will be tirtha. Because all sinful persons are just living their sins there. You understand? So, only by the presence of the sadhus, all the sins have been contracted, destroyed. So the place has become tirtha. This is most important. Jaha sadhu, taha tirtha. You understand? Wherever there is a sadhu, that is a tirtha. Isn't it? He said, that's the only place of Krishna. Vrindavan is not place of Krishna. Jaha sadhu, taha tirtha. Wherever there is sadhu, there is tirtha. Isn't it? This is most important. If someone goes to such a place of pilgrimage and never meets a sadhu, never does association of sadhus, he is like that. Only goes there for having a deep. He is like cow and a horse. You see, Bhava says so many things. Which cow and a horse? You understand now? Yes. Now I will speak something on this rasa, this mellow, the relationship. You see, there are different mellows, I say, five men, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. But in Mahaprabhu's dhara process, Mahaprabhu has discarded Santa. Chari bhava bhakti dhyana achamu bhava, Mahaprabhu says. Chari bhava, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya. No Santa. You understand? Mahaprabhu has discarded Santa. Why? Do you know?
Because it's not a loving reciprocation of Krishna.
Yeah. There is no loving relationship with Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Santero so bhago krishni mamata gandho hiya.
Santero so bhago krishni mamata gandho hiya.
Param brahma paramatma jnana kavina. Chaitanya Charitamrita says this thing. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has discarded Santa. No Santa. All say, Ang Santi, Santi, Santi. But we Vaishnava say, no Santi. You understand? Because Santera Sabhava Krishna Mamata Bandhu, you know. There is no loving relationship. इंसान था. यू अंडरस्टैंड, परम ब्रह्म परमात्मा ज्ञान प्रवीण, ज्ञान इज प्रीडोमिनेटिंग देयर. यू अंडरस्टैंड, नॉलेज ज्ञान, अपुलेंस एंड नॉलेज, ज्ञान एंड ऐश्वर्य इज देयर. वैसे परम ब्रह्म परमात्मा, दोज वर सांत भक्त, जैसे परम ब्रह्म परमात्मा, दे नेवर से कृष्ण राम, नेवर से दिस थिंग. देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड. व्हाट आर दे?
प्राइमरी एंड सेकेंडरी.
व्हाट इज प्राइमरी, व्हाट इज सेकेंडरी?
लाइक यू कैन से गॉड,
हां,
ऑलमाइटी.
Yes, generic, specific. We say generic, specific. That Param Brahma Paramatma, God, as you say, generic, general. There's no loving relationship. And specific names, Krishna, Ram, Nrsimha, Vaman, like that. You understand? Specific names, and that's the relationship. Therefore, Santarosh is discarded in Mahaprabhu's way, teachings. Santarosh Bhava Kusle Mamatagunda, you know, Param Brahma Paramatma Jnana Prabhu. You understand? You understand? Yes. Now I'll say about this five, according to five main mellows, there are five relationships. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakto bhede roti bhede pancho poro karo.
Bhakto bhede roti bhede pancho poro karo.
Santo roti dasya roti sakhya roti भक्ति रसे पंच भेद
रति भेदे कृष्ण भक्ति रसे पंच भेद.
You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita says this thing. भक्त भेदे रति भेद पंच प्रकार. In consideration to this five mellows, principal mellows, Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vasya, Madhurya, there are five types of devotees. You understand? Santa Bhakta, Dasya Bhakta, then Sakya Bhakta, Vasya Bhakta, and Madhurya Bhakta. Isn't it? Rati Bheda, Krishna Bhakti, Rasa, Pancha Bheda. So five kinds are there. Then gives example. Who is who? You understand?
Santo Bhakto Navajogindra Sanagadi Aro. Santo Bhakto Navajogindra Sanagadi Aro.
Dasya Bhavo Bhakto Sarvato Sevako Paro.
Dasya Bhavo Bhakto Sarvato.
is example. Santa Bhakta Navajogendra Sanakadiya. Navajogendra, and Sanaka or Kumaras, they are Santa Bhakta. Do you understand? Dasya Bhakta Sarvatra Sevakopa. All are dasas of Krishna, isn't it? Everywhere they are. Sakya Bhakta Sridhamadi Pure Bhimarjuna. You understand? Sakya Bhakta, those are related with Sakya Ras, friendship, Bhima Arjuna, and also Sridhamadi, cowherd boys. You understand? Vasalya Bhakta Mata Pita Jato Gurujana. Devaki Vasudev, Nanda, Yashoda, the parents of Krishna, the Vasalya Bhakta. You understand? Parental relations. Madhura Rasa Bhakta Mukhya Braja Gopi Gana. Gopis, themselves of Braja Bhumi, the most famous Madhura Bhakta. You understand? Mahishi Gana, Lakshmi Gana, Asankhya Gona. Murata, the wives of Krishna in Dwarka. Rukmini Satyabhama Jambapati, 16,000 wives. Lakshmi Gana, thousands of Lakshmi. Lakshmi Satyabhama Jambapati, Jambapati, isn't it? They are also in this conjugal love. But that is love of Gopi and all of these. Lakshmi and Mahishi. You understand? That is said. What difference is there? 9:30. Rapidly there? Rapidly there. But I may not continue. Because of his going, people are there. It's 9:30 now. You understand? It's a long topic. I'm very nectarian. I don't want to part with it. Still I part. Nobody is there? Tameka? Again? You make some duty for him? Are the office is not closed? Oh yes, Mahaprabhu banking employee, bank wala hai. He works in the bank. He can go. Will he go? That's you? Alive? Yes, then they say, Puna Krishna Rati Haya Guita Prakara
Puna Krishna Rati Haya Guita Prakara
Aishadya Jnana Mishra Yala Veda Haro
Yo Jnana Prabhani
Thank you. According to Melo, basing on Melo, there are two types. What is that? Aishwarya Jnana Mishra, Kevala Bheda. One is Aishwarya Jnana Mishra, basing on opulence and jnana. Another is no Aishwarya Jnana, only love. Pure love. Shuddha. Kevala. You understand? That's known as Kevala. Gokule Kevala Rati Aishwarya Jnana Hina. In Gokul, in Brajbhumi, there is no Jnana Aishwarya. You understand? This is only Kevala. Pure love. Pure Sakhya, pure Vatsalya, pure Madhurya. You understand? In Gokul, Brajbhumi. Puri Dwaya Vaikritadya Aishwarya Praveen. Puri Dwaya means in Mathurapuri and in Dwarkapuri. And in Vaikuntha, there is Aishwarya and Jnana. Aishwarya, opulence. You understand? Therefore, it is said, Krishna is complete, purna, in Dwarka. You understand? And Purna Tara in Mathura. And Purna Tara in Brajbhavani. Vrindavan, Brajbhavani. You see? You understand? Complete, more complete, and most complete. Purna, Purna Tara, Purna Tama. Positive degree, comparative degree, and superlative degree. You understand? Huh? Complete, more complete, and most complete. So Krishna is Purna, complete in Dwarka. More complete in Mathura. Most complete in Brajbhumi. You understand? Therefore it is said. Because it's pure. There is no tinge of jnana and aishwarya in Brajbhumi. Puri dvaya vaikunthadya aishwarya pradhan. Aishwarya jnana pradhan is sankuchita priti. Dekhile namale aishwarya kevala priti. If there is aishwarya and jnana, opulence and knowledge mixed in the relationship, then the priti, the love is contracted. Sankuchita priti. You understand? It's contracted. You understand me? Dekhile namane aishwarya kevala priti. But kevala, that means pure relationship without jnana and aishwarya is broad. You understand? It's not contracted, it's broad. And then some examples have been given. Sakhi vatsalya madhura rase sankochana. Vasudeva devakira krishna sarana bandila. Aishwarya jnani dvahara mane bhaya hela. Vasudeva and devaki, they have this vatsalya rasa. Isn't it? But it is mixed with jnana and aishwarya. So, they offer obeisances unto Krishna and Vasudeva when he appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. And Vasudeva, 404. Vasudeva and Devaki offered prayers and paid obeisances. Isn't it? Because that vatsalya rasa is mixed with jnana and aishwarya. Do you understand? But Nanda and Yashoda have never done so. Yashoda Rani binds up Krishna, isn't it? Siddha Bhave Brajeshwari Karai Bandhan, you see. Siddha Bhave Brajeshwari Karai Bandhan, Brajeshwari Yashoda Mata. She binds Krishna. In twin, you know, Udukhala, yes, you know Udukhala?
Grinding.
Grinding water, Yes, Udukhala, isn't it? There is Krishna there, in the Krishna book you find. This Suddhava, Suddhava Asalya.
Tadya chopa nisadvhicha, sankhya yogecha sattati, upagiya manang harim, samannata atmajan,
you see. This is about Yashoda. Do you know this? In 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sankhi.
Sankhya. Tradya chopa nishad bhicha sankhya yogi cha sattati upagyamana hari. Samanyatatma. The Lord Hari is glorified in Vedas. Do you understand? Tradya. Vedas, in Upanishads, and Sankhya yogis, they also speculate or speak jnana. They cultivate jnana on him, Sankhya yoga. Sankhya yogis, certain meditative yogis, they meditate on Paramatma Father. You understand? Sankhya yogi is sattvati. Sattvati means the devotees. They are for prayers. That Lord Hari. Yashoda Mata says, Samanyatatma, oh, he is my soul. You see? He is my soul. How pure. You understand? Samanyatatma. Then Uddhava came. Nanda, Brajbhumi, carrying the message of Krishna from Mathura, isn't it? And he saw that Nanda and Yashoda, gopis,
you are feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna. You understand? They have become skinny. They have given up eating, sleeping, you see. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yashoda Rani was always thinking of, oh, this cradle is here, this bed is here, I have prepared so many nice food for Krishna. Makhan is here, misri is here. Who will eat it? Who will sleep in this bed? You see?
Khaivara putra bola, Mathura purakula koili. Dahuri noila. Khanda khira devi muka hare.
Oh, my son, Krishna, he went to Mathura. He didn't return. To whom shall I feed all these things I have prepared? Uddhava. Uddhava says, oh, mother, Krishna Param Brahma. He is all pervaded everywhere. Stop this nonsense. This is jnana. Don't send. You don't stop this nonsense. He is my son. Your Param Brahma is my son. You see? It's pure. You understand? It's pure. Not tinge of jnana and aishwarya here. Rukmini and Satyabhama, they are in conjugal love, but there is mixture of jnana and aishwarya. So they are afraid. Once, there is a general thing, husband and wife sometimes got jokes, isn't it? So Krishna said to Rukmini, you Rukmini, why did you accept me as husband? Your father and brother had invited Sisupala. Yes, king. I am a just cowherd boy, a mere cowherd boy. Why did you accept me? You have committed some mistake by accepting me as your husband. Now there is time. You think of, this is, Krishna was cutting jokes with his wife Rukmini. But Rukmini became afraid. Oh, why? Krishna is saying this thing. Shall he leave me? You see, there is fear. Because love is not pure. It is mixed with jnana and resource. So many things. Thank you. Whole class is English for you.
Where you are hiding just all day? I could see you. Yes, see.
This is medicine, you see. Cure your sickness.
Also, there is not known about the cancer.
No?
There is not known.